Chapter 17. The Truth About Jamie. For the rest of the day, Andrea couldn't concentrate. She wanted to talk to Jamie, but he wasn't at school. At the end of the day, she went down to the newsroom and saw a note on her desk, pushed under the computer keyboard. It was from Jamie. "Dear Andrea," it started. "This letter is to tell you that I am leaving the editorial team of the Thornhill Times. I must return to Canada immediately, and I don't know when I'm coming back. Please find another student to help with the newspaper instead of me. Thank you and good luck, Jamie." Andrea was surprised and sad. She thought that she and Jamie had become good friends. "Why didn't he tell me that he was going?" she thought angrily. "Why did he leave so suddenly? And what was he doing in the corridor this morning?" She closed the newsroom door and went home sadly. While she was walking home, Andrea passed Jamie's building. The lights were on in his flat. "Did Jamie go to Canada without his father?" Andrea thought. She decided to ring the doorbell. Dr. Taylor opened the door. "Oh, hello, Andrea," he said. "Please come in."
"Dr. Taylor, today I got a note from Jamie saying he was returning to Canada," Andrea said. "He didn't tell me anything. Why did he go?"
Dr. Taylor looked serious. "Come and sit down, Andrea," he said. "I've got something to tell you." Andrea sat down on the sofa. "I'll get something to drink," said Dr. Taylor. Andrea looked round the room while Dr. Taylor was in the kitchen. It was the same as the last time she had been there, but now that Jamie wasn't there, it looked sad and empty. Dr. Taylor returned with two glasses of cola. He put them on the low table and sat down opposite Andrea. "I know that you two have become good friends, so Jamie won't be angry if I tell you," said Dr. Taylor. "I don't really know where to start, so first I'll tell you why he left." He paused for a few seconds. Then he said, "Jamie has returned to help the Toronto police." Andrea was perplexed. "Why?" she asked. "I don't understand," she said. "Is he in trouble? How can Jamie help the police? And why is he helping them?"
"They've got a problem that they can't solve," Dr. Taylor continued. "They think there's been a murder, but they don't know where to look for the body. Jamie may be able to help them."
"How can Jamie help?" Andrea asked. She was now completely confused. Dr. Taylor paused again.
"Jamie is a psychic, Andrea," he said quietly. "If he concentrates very hard, sometimes he knows where to find a missing person."
"How does he do that?" asked Andrea, shocked.
"He must see a picture of the person and hold something that the person owns," said Dr. Taylor. "Then he can sometimes see a place in his mind and he describes the place to the police. Then the police know where to look."
"That's incredible," said Andrea.
"I know it sounds incredible, but it's true," said Dr. Taylor. "It's happened several times."
Andrea sat on the sofa quietly for a minute, trying to understand what she'd just heard. Finally, she asked slowly,
"How did Jamie get this gift?"
"He was born with it," said Dr. Taylor.
"That's amazing," said Andrea.
Dr. Taylor stopped smiling, and his face became serious. "The day Jamie's mother was killed, Jamie knew something was going to happen," he said. "It was raining that day, and I had just come home from work. Jamie's mother said she was going to the supermarket to buy a few things. When she took her coat, Jamie told her not to go and behaved very strangely. He started to cry and tried to take her coat from her.
Dr. Taylor looked very sad.
"We should have listened to Jamie," he said.
He paused, took a drink, and then continued his story.
"My wife was a good driver, but that night there was a dangerous driver on the road. He caused a terrible accident, and Jamie's mother was killed."
Andrea didn't know what to say. Dr. Taylor drank some cola and continued.
"Jamie was always very clever," he said. "He graduated from high school early."
"Why did he come to Britain?" asked Andrea.
"When Jamie heard I was coming to Britain, he decided to spend a year here and go to school," replied Dr. Taylor. "Jamie's well known in Canada, so he wanted to go somewhere where people didn't know him for a while, and he thought it would be fun to meet British teenagers."
Suddenly, Andrea realized what had happened at school that morning. Jamie could sense where the CD player was without seeing it.
"Andrea, Jamie likes you a lot, and he felt bad that he couldn't tell you more. But he didn't want anyone here to know," said Dr. Taylor.
"Well, thank you for telling me, Dr. Taylor," Andrea said, standing up to leave.
Dr. Taylor followed her to the door and opened it for her. "I'm sure Jamie will write to you, Andrea," he said, "and he'll return soon, I hope."
"I hope so too," thought Andrea.